session number 8276, reel 5.
The Gestapo moved into the camp. I think the Gestapo objected to some extent to the what they considered were relatively soft methods of the Luftwaffe. The Luftwaffe were correct, I think, in relation to the Geneva Convention, whereas the Gestapo, of course, got no respect for the Geneva Convention at all. But the Gestapo moved into the camp after that tunnel was discovered, and we were subjected to all sorts of searches and disruptions, petty punishments and so on, following that discovery of the tunnel. Nobody had escaped, but nonetheless it was a tunnel and we'd all been naughty boys. But during those searches, what would happen was in the middle of the night, a lot of guards would surround the hut, and then they'd come in and conduct a search. And it was conducted by Gestapo agents, and they would disrupt the whole place, tear it apart. Even we slept on three-tier wooden bunks, which had wood shaving filled palliasses. All the wood shavings were all tipped out onto the floor in the process of a search, and so you can imagine the horrible mess. Everything was ripped apart and so on. It was absolute chaos. Anything that they fancied that anything that looked like a tool or could be used as a tool, and even a pen or anything of that kind, you see, that could be used for writing, was confiscated. All these things were put into a bag. But you see, the Gestapo were accustomed to dealing with cowed civilians, you see, whereas we treated it as a joke to some extent, and of course this irritated the Gestapo no end. But in actual fact, they then, having finished a search in one camp, they'd take their swag bag with all the stuff they'd confiscated, move it to the next hut, they'd put that down, then they'd start their search. But they'd finish up, when they finished the search, with probably less in the swag bag than they had to start with, you see, because while they were confiscating things, the prisoners were helping themselves to things out of the swag bag. Well, that was the general attitude. We got no respect for them. We tended to ridicule them and poke fun at them, and of course it got them hopping mad, you see, but that was the general attitude towards the Gestapo. When we were under interrogation as individuals, of course, there was none of this, as far as I was concerned, no bravado, because it would only antagonise them, obviously. So they were reasonably correct with me, I was reasonably correct with them, and I, as I've already described, I answered questions that I thought were innocuous and so on, and filling in time over a total of 3 hours, of course, is quite a business. If you just close your mouth and refuse to say anything, then I would say I may well have got beaten up if that had happened. But I, within what I considered was a correct situation in the peculiar circumstances, I behaved correctly, and I think for the most part they did.
When you were captured by these country people, were they Germans or Poles?
Germans.
I think that you had a special term for the category of escaper that you were in,
the hard arses. Yes. Well, we were that was the generally known expression for the individuals without any special qualifications such as fluency in German. The object of a hard arse, they were equipped on a minimal basis with means of survival and a crude map and perhaps a homemade compass and an effort to get through the woods and keep out of sight. The better qualified escapees, and of course there were many of them were Allied officers with such as Norwegians, Dutchmen. In fact, of the three who succeeded in the great escape to get back to England, two were Norwegians who got back via Sweden. And One was a Dutchman who got back via Spain, but they could all speak fluent German, and of course their papers showed them as Norwegian workmen or Dutch workmen or whatever, so they were obviously much better qualified to pass through fairly stringent German check systems, you see, on trains and at stations and so on and so forth.
How was the lottery conducted to choose the people who would escape?
I don't really know. I know there was a lottery, but I mean, obviously it was done on a secure basis. There was no, it wasn't, as far as I'm aware, openly conducted to demonstrate that there was no jiggery-pokery in the selection of places. I think it was done under the supervision of the senior British officer, and I don't think there was ever any doubt that it was done properly and fairly, and I never heard anybody complaining that they'd not got a fair deal in the selection process. No doubt the ones who were not selected were perhaps disappointed, but I don't think anyone suggested it was an unfair method of selection.
How badly did you want to escape?
I would say less so than some of the people that I've read about subsequently. To some people, it was a mania.